Okay, we're back. This is going to be intense now. My name is Brian, and you're listening to Clearview Radio. And, wow, it's November 12th, 2021, and I'm trying to brace myself because Ashley, she knows something powerful is coming down, and we're going to get you on block. I'm going to give you Ashley. Are you there, Ashley?
Yes, I'm here.
And Janet, you're still here?
Still here.
Okay, so Janet, you're going to have to really support Ashley on this one.
Okay.
Okay, so we're talking about Alabama. We're talking about the tough laws which prevents women from aborting a child after they've been raped. In some cases, we're assuming that, I don't like the word assuming, but in most cases, 90% of the cases, the babies that are born are from the dark side. And so what we now have to do is, I know you were trying to get into something, there was a block.
Yeah.
There's a software program energy that's on you that's blocking you. And so I believe that once I say what the truth is, this is going to come undone. Okay, here's the truth. So, another incarnation, you were raped, you gave birth. You gave birth to a boy. And that was dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You were raped by someone who's very dark. The boy that you gave birth to basically killed most of your family.
Okay.
That's,
I feel that.
You can feel that? This is what God is telling me, is that there's a lot of women out there that's been raped, gave birth to the child, and is going through a terrible situation. Now, this is not true for all, because there is some women that have been raped, they've given birth to the child, and the child has been wonderful. Okay? But in your case, you gave birth because, why? Because how do you feel about abortion?
I don't think I could do it.
Okay.
I just feel like I would be abandoning the kid or the unborn fetus, you know.
Yeah. And so if the dark side knows that about you, okay, as soon as you tell the dark side that, you become a victim, a target.
Right.
So
because they believe I wouldn't give it up.
And then you're the target for them to rape. So what you need to remember is from this day on, don't reveal your core true beliefs to anyone.
Okay.
Unless you can really trust them.
Okay.
Like you just did on the radio. No, you don't have to worry about that because I can do something. I won't tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something for you to help you in your future incarnations. Okay, but I'm talking from this moment on outside this. When you step out of the broadcast room, don't review your core beliefs. Okay.
Okay.
You have to really, really hold on to that. Trust very few people. Now, if I take a look at your software program, hang on. So you've got a software program that says you tell everything.
Everyone everything about me.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
You've got a very strong software program. So you can't do what I'm asking you to do.
Yeah.
So we have to get rid of that software program. Okay? And we're going to get rid of it so that the dark does not make you a victim. Okay? So we're going to get rid of it. And hang on. Janet, you got the same thing.
Yeah, that rings true. Yeah.
Like, you two are like birds just singing together. I mean, it's like, if your husband says to you, Janet, I don't want you to tell anyone, forget it. It's not going to work. You know that. Am I right?
You're right.
Folks, she's shaking her head, going,
yeah.
going up and down, expecting you to know the answer.
Come on, people, you know.
That's what is the situation. I mean, can you imagine here? There's days I wish I was working for a big company. I was in charge of HR. Just maybe for one day or 2 days. I would have a lot of fun. Okay? So let's say the CEO says, okay, Brian, I want only people who can keep a secret to join our firm. Right? Ashley just, she just,
yep.
Her head just went up and down. But folks, she actually did say yes before. Okay, but we're going to get it right. We still have another segment to get it right. And I would have fun just by simply discerning the applicants. And I don't even have to meet them. All I need is, okay, give me their employment application form. I just see the name. And I can discern basically everything about that person. It could come from India. I can do it because my information comes from God. God knows everybody, okay? And so I just say, Father, this application in front of me, the Mr. So-and-so-so-so. Can I ask you some questions? Yes. Okay. Then I start. Can this person keep a secret? No. Okay. X. That's it. And then I would end up with five applicants that can keep a secret. Then we go to the next question, the requirement. Then eventually I get down to one person. The other four is discarded. The interview goes through. The CEO calls me and says, Brian, thank you very much for screening all the applicants. You're doing a fantastic job. Then I would say to the CEO, well, what about my bonus? Because, you know, in corporate, they like to thank you. They like to thank you, but they don't like to pay you. That's problem is.
Yeah,
so if you're gifted, they don't want to pay you. They just want to exploit you and take advantage. Now, if you're a woman, you know this.
Yeah.
If you're a woman,
yep.
It's almost like you have to apply and look like a man and walk in and pretend you're a man and give yourself a name, any name. If you were a man, what name would you give yourself?
I wouldn't even do that. I wouldn't even put a first name. I would just put an initial.
Oh, smart. Smart. Yeah. And dress like a man, right? And see if you would get hired, okay? Then what you do is 3 days later, you come back as a woman dressed up, they can't see, and see how they treat you with the same position.
Yeah.
You know that's women.
They would not be
you
happy
know
with me.
Women are not being treated nicely.
Oh, not at all.
Not paid as well.
Not paid at all.
It's all this whole energy about men basically not treating women with respect.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yep.
What's oh, my God?
I just feel like that's been my entire life, and just never respected, never listened to. Nothing I say is taken seriously.
Yeah. You feel the same way?
I can totally relate to that.
Okay. So this is what we're talking about. Okay. So let me look at this. I'm going to forget about talking about any sort of viruses today. Okay. This is too important. When we're looking at your software program, and I'm going to look at Ashley and Janet's software program, and see basically what is it that's on you that's causing you not to be respected. Now, this would also apply for many other women, okay? And the problem is, if you feel you're not respected, that energy goes on to the person that's doing the interview with you. And I want to see if you've got a split personality. I'm not talking about you being crazy.
Yeah.
But a split personality that goes on to the person who's interviewing you that's saying to them, don't treat them well.
Yeah.
Don't hire them, or if you're going to hire them, this is...
Pay them less.
Let me see if you've got that on you. And then I'm going to see if... I believe the answer is yes, otherwise I would be saying...
Yeah.
Let's just have some fun here. Hang on. So we're going to skate around the people who are doing this to you, okay? So we're not going to go deep with those individuals. You already know where you got it from, but you don't need to say, right? You know who gave it to you? Just nod your head.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let me have a pen, because I don't want to let the public know. And I need a piece of paper. Perfect. Oh, my God. Okay, here. Now, for both of you, close your eyes. You can't peek. Close your eyes. And I'll write down the person's name. Okay. Is that a yes?
Yeah.
And Janet? Okay. They need to hear you say yes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's yes?
Yes.
You were in some sort of a freeze moment. What was that all about? Oh, you don't want to say it. Okay. So basically, if you're a woman and you are not having respect, I don't need to say who's going to give it to you. Someone very close to you. And in every case, it's true for every woman on this planet that does not get respect. It comes from that source in every case.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do also for both of you is to change your software program and get rid of that. You have no chance of being successful with that software program, both of you.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Janet, right?
Absolutely.
Because that's what the situation is that, that you got this software program, then what will happen? I've seen this time after time after time, and it's painful when time moves very slow. You have to hear the criticism of the person who gave this to you. Are you with me? Where if you don't succeed, you're not doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
They will criticize you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Janet, am I correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you're saying, I'm not good enough. You're saying, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
Right? You're saying, Janet, I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do is, with both of you, I got to hook up some sort of device. And as soon as your head starts moving, yes, the voice comes out and says, Yes. And I'm saying, Father, thank you for that great technology. You know, this is actually fantastic. Okay, so having said that, you're not alone. So you've got this individual that's doing this to both of you. So it's respect. Okay, now let me just check something else. Okay, let me see here. Okay, so we got rid of the basic entity for you to commit suicide off both of you, okay? I'm not really concerned about that, but what I am concerned about right now is the fact that you are both programmed to fail.
Yeah.
Is that right, Janet?
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Father. You are giving me lots of humor today. You know that I work so hard and I need to laugh.
You don't need it to laugh.
Oh, my. This is good. So both of you are programmed to fail. That's why I've now considered for you guys not to bake me any tarts. Because the tarts may not turn out well. Is that kind of true?
What, burned, you mean?
Maybe something? No, that's not true. So, where am I going with this? So what the father's saying, he's saying you're not programmed to fail in all areas. That's why the joke's made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to discern you on the break. What areas you are programmed to fail, okay? And what areas, Janet, you are programmed to fail. We're going to go to our song break right now.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to discuss those software programs. But more importantly, we've got to make time to undo those software programs, change them. Because if you die today, you're going to come back in another incarnation with those same software programs.
Yeah.
Right.
We want you to get cleared of all the software programs so that when you come back,
you can be successful.
You can be successful. Okay, my name's Brian, and we are taking a song music break. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you alright? Nice to see you. Here's a song called Nothing in My Way.
Turning tide.
Okay, we're back. Nothing in our way. Both of you don't want to die, do you?
No.
That's good. It makes my job a lot easier. Okay, so now, you were saying something, both of you were saying, about the way I handle myself in this broadcast.
Well, first of all, he has no notes.
Yeah, no notes.
No plan, really.
Yeah, you know, my whole day today has been so busy, and I had no time at all to even prepare for this broadcast. And I asked Father, are you going to give me the information I need to focus on? He goes, yes. So do I need to prepare? He goes, no. Folks, if you have a pendulum, you can just do the pendulum. Mm-hmm. And I really don't like to prepare. I like it to be impulsive. Mm-hmm. Because that way I'm allowing God to come into me. I mean, when you take a look at what we're talking about, the fact that you can come into this life to fail. And so while you guys were busy listening to the song, and even our director commented on the fact that when I choose songs, I will just discern the songs and give it to the director prior to knowing what I'm going to talk about. And it seems always that the song is connected to the subject.
Yeah.
Which to me is amazing.
It is amazing.
And so I discern both of you on this song break, and there's only one area that both of you are programmed to fail. Okay? And it'll make sense to you, and it's going to also make you sad, but it can be fixed. Okay? That is never to be happy.
Oh, wow.
Never to be happy. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's never to find happiness. And that's it. And so that means you've got this energy on you for people not to respect you. So that means people who have influence on your career, for example, they're going to make sure that you're not happy.
Yeah.
Janet, am I losing you? What's happening?
No, you hit a very strong chord there.
Okay.
It's true what you said.
Yeah. This is why, I mean, in Scripture, I don't accept the Bible completely. I would be a damn fool to do this. People come to me, do you accept the book? You can't. If you understand Scripture in some parts that give people permission to harm other people, I mean, this is not about God. I mean, again, it's the eye for eye is probably one of the most evil statements in the Bible. And that does big damage, and along with born a sinner, always a sinner. You know, but that's the Catholic Church. And the fact that we can forgive others, and only God can do that. But for you to come in, let's just say ancestors, okay? We're just going to just say ancestors. And ancestors can program you never to be happy. To me, that's cruel.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It's absolutely cruel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, this is going to be a little harsh, but doesn't that make you just want to give up?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does make you want to give up, but I'm here. You guys are not going to give up, right?
No.
Yeah, you're not going to give up, okay? So where am I going with all this? Hang on. He's going to tell me something. So here, we have to understand what both of you did. Here's a Kleenex. Here you go.
Thank you.
You want a Kleenex?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
All includes the same price, you know. Okay. Your check is on the outside. When you leave, take your check. Thank you for coming to our podcast. Oh, my gosh. Because that's what some people are thinking, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys are paid actors. Yeah, that's funny. Oh, my gosh. Like, I've had a rough week. I've seen a lot of clients. And to have this is nice. This is nice to laugh about this. Because we have to, because I know you're going to be okay. You guys mm-hmm. are not going to let the big boss upstairs down. You're not going to take your life.
No.
Although, you need to understand what you did to bring this on. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go into the details, but it's very simple. The individuals that gave this to you is just one person, okay? You know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
They did something to you, then you acted on your own revenge, okay? You did something to them to harm them. Then they came back and gave you something, an energy that says you're never going to be happy. Mm-hmm. But we'll go into that privately, what happened there, okay? Because it's way too sensitive right now. So having said that, we're going to get rid of that. That's why you do not act on your own revenge. I've been able to get well And the main approach to my wellness, where I was very sick, and it was tough. You know, sometimes I want to do something else. But I tried to do something else, and the Father stopped me and said, no, I have the revenge. And so good thing I listened. But I basically let go of my anger and my revenge on all the issues that was attached to me. And it was mostly about me forgiving those who harmed me or my family. Okay. And so what I did is I basically let go of my anger and revenge, asked God to forgive me, denounced a whole bunch of oaths, mainly from religion, from other incarnations, and everything just started to come off me. My health started to get better. And I still got maybe, he's now told me recently, I got about a week to go, 10 more days to go, and then everything is going to be off me. But it's a long battle. But more importantly, I said, Father, why did I have to go through all of this? I'm doing your work. Why did I have to suffer so much? And he told me, he says, because I had to go through what other people are going through for me to understand how to heal myself. And then based on that, know how to help others heal. Mm. So I did it for 7 billion people. So I went through it. And through the process, they gave me incredible, powerful gifts to help this planet. And I'm grateful to help you guys.
Yeah, we're grateful too.
Well, yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I was going to talk about viruses, but I really don't want to talk about viruses. But I just, for example, he wants me to go into the sciences and all that to help the system, to help the medical doctors to better understand the connection between illness and spirituality. Mm-hmm. And so, again, I made a comment, just a very brief comment, because I'm not going to go deep. The cytomegalovirus is always connected to, no, he says not always, but is connected to cancer. Okay, it may be connected to something else. But in every case, anyone who has active cancer, they have an active cytomegalovirus, and they have a software program that attracts the cytomegalovirus. Then he's telling me that everyone who has COVID or is scheduled to be infected with COVID, they also have a special virus, and they also have a software program that will attract the virus to them, which also means even though that they received the double vaccine, the booster, if they have the software program attached to them to attract the COVID virus to them, they will eventually get the virus. So the vaccine and the booster is not bulletproof because of the software program. Okay? And part of what we've been doing today is a clear demonstration on how part of the spiritual healing process works. And so that people can believe maybe there's a possibility that what I'm saying is truthful. Okay, but to those who are blocked from receiving truth. I mean, the enterovirus is another one. Anyone that has symptoms of MS, in every case, they have symptoms of MS. Their hands are going numb. They've got issues with their eyesight. They've got issues with balance, walking, and weakness of muscles. In every case, they have the enterovirus with these entities software program attached. So what I'm looking to learn over the next 3 months is to see if by removing these software program, the entities, does it help shut down the viruses in the body? And so that's what we're going to be doing. And I think the answer is yes for those where they're allowed to have that type of healing. Others, there's no way they're not going to get that type of healing based on what they've done to others in another incarnation. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the fifth segment. You listen to Clear Radio. My name's Brian. Thank you.